Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 12, A Message Worth Sharing. Monday, Revelation's End Time Focus. I read Revelation 1, verse 7. Behold, He, Jesus, comes with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so. Amen. He comes with clouds. And in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells us this event in the same words. Coming in the clouds. The clouds are the angels. And then the angels will take out of the peoples on this earth a certain amount, and these are saved, and the others will be destroyed with the earth. Now this focus on the end time we see fulfilled in the seventh trumpet. In Revelation 11, verse 15, we read, And the seventh angel of the trumpets sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. He shall reign forever and ever, and He gets the kingdom. I'm a teacher of history. And in history we see the coming of an empire becoming bigger, bigger, greater, greater. And after some time, diminishing again. And another one comes up. Bigger, 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 greater, greater. For some time. And then it crumbles. And another one comes up. And so on. It's always the same story. Our planet cannot become bigger. It's the same size all the time. There is a special amount of land, and yeah, that's it. And if one kingdom becomes bigger, then other kingdoms become smaller. And after some time, when this one becomes small, another one becomes bigger. And this is the story. And up and down. Once it is in this area, and then there, and so on. And it goes on and on and on. Till, and we read this in Daniel chapter 2, of these kingdoms, there were the Babylonians, and then the Persians came, and then the Greeks, and then the Romans, and then the European states, and then the stone. And when the stone comes, it smashes all these kingdoms and becomes a kingdom itself. And this is Jesus' kingdom, and it will never, ever disappear. Jesus will reign forever. Now that's just the opposite of what we have seen before in history. Coming, going, becoming big, diminishing, one after the other. It's always the same story. But then, one kingdom, that of Jesus, and that forever and ever and ever in eternity. Oh, it's fine to be a member of such a kingdom, where Jesus is the king. of the universe. Then there will be safety for those who are there. No bad people will be there. The point is, will you be there? And therefore, we have a message of warning in three phases.